Hey everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies.
Mini episode.
And tonight.
Oh, tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dune June.
Dune June!
Yes, that's of course what our next month theme is.
Yeah.
We're celebrating movies set in a desert.
Yeah.
And may or may not be directly influenced by one another, or at least just the music's all the same, and I don't know, we'll see.
They're all the music stolen from Lawrence of Arabia. Let's just get that out there now.
It's all like the Jerry Goldsmith knockoffs of that tune. But first, we were kind of curious what some of your favorite desert movies are there.
Oh,
obviously we're not going to be doing a lot of your favorites because we do bad to questionable movies, and if they're your favorites, they're probably pretty fucking awesome.
I don't know, Steve, they listen to this podcast.
That's also true. Well, let's look at some of the answers. So yeah, we put the word out, wanted to know your top three desert movies. We got quite the responses. Oh, actually the first one listed is a Ruben Schoenfeld. Yeah, he has a very interesting selection. Werner Herzog's Fata Morgana, Werner Herzog's Lessons of Darkness, and I don't know if you've heard of this one, David Lynch's Dune?
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look into that last one.
Yeah, at least until later this year when it might have to clear the spot for a new movie version. Yeah, I've heard about that too.
Hmm.
All right, we're going to spoil it right now. Obviously, the first movie we're doing for Dune June is David Lynch's Dune from 1984.
We would be ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it's questionable. I like it. But hey, we'll talk about that later. Of course, Ruben and Erica are also joining us as special expert guests on that one. So that'll be on Tuesday. Let's see. Oh, and we have Sam from Movie Reviews in 20 Qs. He says, I mean, of course Lawrence of Arabia and Mad Max Fury Road are the standouts, but then it's a toss-up between the original Hills Have Eyes, The Gods Must Be Crazy, and Mad Max 2.
You know, Road Warrior. Snap.
I don't know, babe. Lawrence of Arabia?
Love it. I fucking love it.
I've never seen it.
I know, we need to watch it, babe. That's my fault.
We'll set aside a weekend, we'll watch the four-hour epic of Lawrence of Arabia, then Lawrence After Arabia, because we're completionists and we like trash. Mad Max Fury Road, that's an incredible movie.
Absolutely.
The original Hills Have Eyes, I've seen it. The remake was really rough. I mean, it was good, but it was, like, very, it was right in the middle of that Hostile era, where everything was torture porn. Gods Must Be Crazy. I feel like I've seen it, but
I've seen it because if you go to art school, you have to see it because your teachers are going to play the soundtrack in every studio painting class.
Mm.
Every single one.
Yeah. And of course, Road Warrior, Mad Max 2. I mean,
We're just going to count the entire Mad Max universe is fucking amazing.
Yeah, even Thunderdome isn't that bad.
I like Thunderdome.
Of course you do. We
don't need another hero.
Do you want to get sued? No, that was the Ike Turner version. So Stork at Besotted Geek Pod.
Who's he, Steve?
It's a great question. He said Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and The Living Daylights.
Hmm.
I remember one being in the desert. Watch that one again.
This is weird. If you listen to this list, you would think the Stork had good taste in movies.
I know, right?
I know.
I mean, has Star Trek never been into a desert?
Well, they've definitely been to a desert. Mm. Where do all the fight scenes happen, Steve?
On a soundstage.
That's where all our movies take place, too. So.
No, see, it has the purple light on the backdrop now, so obviously it's at sunset.
We put two moons in the sky, so it's definitely a different planet.
There we go. See, those people have funny eyebrows, so obviously they're from a different planet.
Obviously. Yeah. But Riker's gonna fuck them.
Yeah, he is. Pull a Riker maneuver on them.
Woo!
Flix Watcher podcast. They said John Wick 3. Was that in the desert? Oh, shit. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Three Amigos. And Aladdin. I assume he means the animated one.
Oh, no, the live action one.
The live action one.
He shot
on location in Agrabah.
J-I-L-F? That's it. The Jafar I'd like to.
Yeah, hot Jafar.
Hey, if y'all don't think that was trending, you just search that hashtag. It was trending.
Prepare your eyes. And your thighs. Wow. Jimmy from History of Bad Ideas.
Toby.
He says, Sahara? Really? Mm-hmm. The Matthew McConaughey one? Mm. All right. Or wait, was that a remake of something?
I don't know. I always get it confused with Blood Diamonds, though.
They are polar opposites if you actually watch both movies.
I know! But you know what it is? I watched them both in the same weekend for the first time.
Yeah, they're, I guess
so they become one
time.
Movie.
Yeah. Hidalgo.
Oh, love me some sad horse movies!
A little peek behind the curtain. Hidalgo also almost made it to Dune June.
But we had to save it for Sad Horse Movie Month.
That's right. And it was just too damn good. And Ishtar.
Oh!
Have you seen Ishtar?
Not in a very long time.
I haven't seen Ishtar, but they lost me when they said it was Warren Beatty and Dustin Hoffman doing, was it Bob Hope and the guy he was with when they were doing all their traveling movies? Bing Crosby, that's who it was. Yeah. A little Hope and Crosby, and I was like, I mean, Dustin Hoffman could be funny. That'd be a start.
You know what? You need to see it.
I might. Mario from the Superiority Complex. He said, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Hey, that mm-hmm. came up again. Lawrence of Arabia. Hey, mm-hmm. that one too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh, good choices.
You may have to see if that's still on Netflix, because I haven't seen that in a long time.
I know. And I still haven't seen, was it The Good, the Bad, and the Weird? The
Japanese
one?
Remake?
Yeah, I still haven't seen that one, and I really want to.
It's pretty good. Give it a look. WWTT Podcast says, Lawrence of Arabia. Raiders of the Lost Ark, mm-hmm. and Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah. Hmm, that's weird, because based on that list, you would also think he had good taste in movies. And I know that can't possibly be.
I mean, it's possible. Canarick at Canarick 1, Mad Max Fury Road, and The Mummy, which I just watched for the 1500th time yesterday. Love
Excellent.
That movie. I've also seen that movie. In fact... Oh. If you want to hear about The Mummy, check out, what was it, episode 2?
I think something like that.
Like our second episode's about The Mummy. It's fantastic.
There's a lot of debate, because we only do bad movies.
Right? Like, whoa, I thought you were going to do the Tom Cruise one. Hadn't come out yet, guys, but...
No, we did go see that in an empty, totally empty theater on a very hot day.
I think we did do a mini-episode.
The only place with full air conditioning in our area, and it was grand.
Yep. The air conditioning was grand. The movie,
it was better than everybody said it was going to be.
He should have been the werewolf at the end, I agree.
Yes! Okay, so here's the thing. That movie would have been a much better movie, because the whole thing is, spoiler alert, because you're never going to see it. He's like this tortured character at the end. The Wolfman is the tortured character who's torn between his powers and his animalistic instincts. If it was the Wolfman versus the fucking mummy, that's what we want!
That's right.
That's all we want from the monster universe.
Yep, and then they bring in Abbott and Costello.
Yes!
Yeah! All right. Spencer Scott Holmes, he said the Super Mario Brothers movie. All right.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
It doesn't immediately pop in my head when I think desert movies, but yeah, that's where the gateway or whatever was.
Mm-hmm.
the desert island of Staten Island or something?
Yeah.
Drinking and Screaming, a horror podcast, they say holes.
A lot of people read that book and loved that movie. I never read the book, so the movie didn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, I never got the appeal of the movie. I know it stars your favorite actor, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, good old Shia.
Customers also watched. They responded with, I'm not sure which one of them responded here, the original Hills Have Eyes, also. From Dusk Till Dawn. Yeah, that's actually a great fucking movie. Well... The first two-thirds of that movie is, like, a legit movie,
I
and
love
then
all
it goes
of,
crazy.
I love all of that movie. Every it's single scene in that movie is fucking amazing.
It is.
Honestly, it's one of those things where it's, like, weirdly, in a strange way, that's everything I want out of all movies. It's got a great thriller. It's got, like... Yeah, it starts out with a great thriller. It's a buddy road
movie. It's got
movie.
Tom Savini. It's got George Clooney. It's got Fred Williamson. It's got Harvey Keitel. Cheech Marin in like four roles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then it just goes like off the walls bonkers, which is also what I want in movies.
Yeah. Speaking of bonkers, They also say Tremors.
Yes! That movie's not bonkers. That movie is amazing.
It's true. Top 5 podcast. They have a gif of, I think this is Luke Skywalker. Maybe they're suggesting that one movie about the Space Wizards.
Space Wizards?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it starts in the desert?
Well, they go back a couple times, too. Technically, the ice planet of Hoth is also a desert.
Technically, yes, a tundra is a desert.
Yeah, Star Wars, good pick. It's no thrilling desert movie like Episode 2, Attack of the Clones. I don't like sand. It's rough and coarse, and it gets everywhere. Pop Prism Power Podcast, yeah!
Woo!
They said The Mummy, Max Fury Road, Gate. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've stumbled upon one of the other movies we're going to talk about this Dune June, Stargate. With everybody's favorite nerd, James Spader.
Yeah.
Yeah, great picks. Let's see, what else we got here? From Geek Elite Media, say that 5 times fast, they suggest Hidalgo, The Mummy, Jarhead, and John Carpenter's Vampires. Oh, we've already done that incredible movie.
So great. I love James Woods. Yes, I know he is an insane human being, but that translates on screen just amazingly.
Yeah. Magnificently Huge at Mag Huge. Get it? Lawrence of Arabia, definitely. Followed by Three Kings and maybe Ishtar. Okay, you kind of fell off of the Ishtar thing at the end. But yeah, Three Kings. Have you ever seen that? George Clooney, Ice Cube, and Marky Mark.
That was the other one I watched with Blood Diamonds and Sahara. Those were the three movies my friend gave me.
A lot of desert movies from your friend.
Yeah. It was my neighbor, I mean, like friend, but he'd been in a Gulf War, so.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, here, you gotta watch these movies, these are great. I'm like, oh, a lot of war movies here.
Probably threw in a little Lord of War or something in there with it, too. It was about the same time. Captain Howdy at You Are Bunny. Mad Max Fury Road, obviously. Tremors. And Kill Bill Volume 2.
I'm done with Kill Bill. I'll accept it.
Duty from Shaken Not Nerd and makes all the incredible memes. You should follow him on Facebook. He's fantastic. And Instagram. He says The Mummy. I assume he means the original. Aquaman. There's desert sections. There sure are. For some reason. And Rat Race.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's a race. Everybody loves Rat Race.
Every name's Steve.
That's right. Josh at Disco _ Grover. He has a little meme of Stargate. Yes, coming soon. Well, thank you for all your input, everybody. And now, the time has come where we reveal all the movies we will be doing for Dune June. Drumroll, please. Okay, yeah. So yes, we start off with Dune June, of course, followed by Stargate. Excellent picks. And then things get a little different when we go to the gods of Egypt. Yes, Gerard Butler is the god of war.
If you wanted trash, we have it.
That's right. Then we also have Prince of Persia, the Sands of Time.
If you want to follow up your trash with a dumpster fire, we've got you covered.
Yeah. Hold on. Ooh, excuse me.
Bless you.
Rona?
Anyway. You have like a... I love you, but your sneeze sounds like Goofy sneezing.
Your husband yucks. Yeah.
If he wants to, he'll stop doing that voice.
Yeah, the clown voice.
But we were talking about the Sahara, weren't we? So dry.
Also with Prince of Persia, we'll be joined by our first-time guest, Julio from the Contrarians podcast.
Woo! Julio's so much fun, guys. You're going to love it.
And in Gods of Egypt, we'll also be joined by Diana from the Happily Ever Aftermath podcast.
Yeah!
Then after Prince of Persia, we go back to 1975. For the Wind and the Lion.
Woo!
Yes, Sean Connery as a sheik. My God, it was amazing. And of course, we'll be joined by Brendan and Nathan from What Were They Thinking? And then exclusively for our Patreons, because let's face it, Patreon people, they know what's up. For just $2 a month, you get dozens of exclusive episodes, you get incredible interviews, and we send a lot of presents around Christmas time. So now's the time to check out patreon.com/EILFmovies and get
absolutely
on it.
Join us for, is it $2?
Yep, $2 a month. But yeah, for our Patreon exclusive this month, a movie I haven't seen. Right? I've seen bits and parts on like a TV edit. But it's The Jewel of the Nile from 1985.
I have not seen this movie.
It's the sequel to Romancing the Stone, which is what literally one of my favorite movies, and I've never seen the sequel. But yeah, it should be interesting.
So excited!
Yeah. So yeah, thank you everybody again for your feedback. Check us out, of course, on all the major podcatchers, Everything I Learned from Movies. Hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at EILFmovies. We have our virtual camp out coming out next weekend,
yeah.
Saturday, June 6th. So come join us, join the Facebook group and all that, and we'll send you the Zoom link. Yeah, babe, are you on social media at all?
Nope.
All right, cool. Well,
I lied! I'm everywhere at Untidy Venus. It's a goddess who's bad at housekeeping, except over at Redbubble, where I am Izzy Creates, all one word, like an Izzy who likes to make stuff. Yeah, check me out!
And hypothetically speaking, if I were located in the desert, and I had luckily found a nice cool little cave, but it's so full with bat guano, I just want a little something to, I don't know, maybe it's in my survival bag or something, just to freshen the place up a bit, so I, A, don't die, and B, be happy not dying?
I mean, I would probably put in there some aromatherapy from Frankie and Myrrh, frankieandmyrrh.com, and I would probably throw in some Stayin' Alive.
Ooh.
It's nice and spicy. It's got, like, cinnamon and clove, a little eucalyptus, some lemon oil. It actually is antimicrobial and can help kill things in the air.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and it
those
just...
mosquitoes,
it's,
man.
Right? It smells wonderful. If you have a bunch of mosquitoes, though, I would actually recommend also bring along some Mosquito Retreato.
Oh.
You spray it right on yourself. It's got eucalyptus, lemon, and citronella. And,
nice.
Yeah, all natural way to keep the bugs at bay.
Well, that'd be really good for summer coming around. But I don't know if you know this. There's this thing going on around the world, so I don't have a whole lot of money. Is there a way I could, like, save some money ordering this Mosquito Retreato?
I hate to tell you, Steve, but globalization isn't really a thing right now.
Okay.
This thing going around the world?
Uh-huh. No, it's not a hot air balloon, babe.
Hot air balloons aren't really a thing right now.
Look, what a draw.
I would use promo code Venus, like the goddess.
Ooh.
And save 15% out at checkout and support this here podcast. Also, orders over $35 ship free.
Yeah, but that's only if I use the code Venus, the goddess that rhymes with penis.
Yes, but it's spelt differently.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, yeah, so until next time, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from movies. Have a good night, everybody.
Hey, everybody.